This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, top of the hour, 7:03 a.m. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, Miss Allie Mack. In day number 9 with us, she has not run away yet, so shout out to her. Happy to have her, bringing all the good vibes, and just still not establishing a milligram limit on the caffeine intake, but it's another conversation for another day.
So bizarre that you have a milligram limit.
I have to, you know what I mean? If not, I just continue to just diet Mountain Dews and Mellow Yellows and the whole bit. You know, I have to get my water intake at a certain point. I have to cut myself off. And look, that's probably the reason I'm battling gout right now. Let's just call a spade a spade. I had to go to the doctor yesterday for the old gout. Got some nice medication. Got a good night's sleep last night, if you will.
How old are you?
38. Gout is not age-related, Garrett. Don't look at me like that.
Okay. Don't you love that that's everyone's first question,
but it
though?
It sounds so old
it
when
does
you say
sound,
gout.
It's you and Steak Shapiro.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough group to be aligned with in this studio. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's a tough
group. They call it a King's disease.
King's disease. So. Nonetheless, got a much better night's sleep last night, and one of the highlights of my day yesterday. And let's just pull back the curtain here, okay? Let's just pull back the curtain.
Well, please do.
Brian McFadden did an interview, A Day in the Life of Michael Penix. And watched the video yesterday. It dropped yesterday on the CBS Sports. I saw it on the YouTube page. I know that they've got a number of different places, their app and everything else. All right, so I'm going through this, and we're going to get to the audio of Brian McFadden asking Michael Penix about, hey, would you guys have made the playoffs if you had started earlier? All right, I'm going to get to that audio in just a second. But there was a moment in time yesterday. Dylan's not in the studio today. He's taking a couple days off, all right, going on a trip with the girlfriend. There are no four people in the city of Atlanta probably less qualified to comment on this situation. Like, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's pull it back to the point where Garrett and I had the same reaction when we were talking about this cut. And essentially, it's Bryant McFadden asking Michael Penix about his do-rag.
Mm-hmm.
And before I texted you guys about the do-rag, I had to hit Google to see how you spell do-rag. I was like, man, how do you spell do-rag? Is it D-double-O?
How did you think?
I put D-O-O-R-A-G, do-rag, you know? And did you know how to spell it, Allie? Because you're looking at me like, dude, come on.
Well, no. I don't. Because I make notes during the show. And earlier in the show, we referenced this video and we mentioned the do-rag.
Yeah.
And so I was making the notes and I was like, wait, D-O-O.
Yeah, exactly. And so I walk back there and I'm talking to Garrett and he goes, how do you spell do-rag? I was like, dude. So I want to let you guys listen to this. And maybe somebody that is more familiar with these situations can let us know how we should feel about this. But this is Brian McFadden. This is Michael Penix's response to Brian McFadden going, hey, dude, how often or how long do you wear that do-rag for?
You got to catch me at like a dinner.
Okay.
Arthur Blank.
Yep, with Mr. Blank.
Anytime I'm around Arthur Blank.
You don't have to do that.
Unless we had a game, I don't got a do-rag on.
Yeah, because when you went to the Hawks game, you didn't have one on then.
I ain't have one on then. So you got to catch me at a big event. That's
big
all
event. Other than that, you went to do-rag.
Yeah.
I'm in the facilities. Working out.
Yeah. I don't got to take it off.
Do you shower with the do-rag too?
I shower with it. At the facility. But as soon as I get in the car, I'll take it off.
I mean, like, that was the point where I was like, well, that's interesting. I don't know that I ever had any teammates that showered in their do-rag. And I'm, you know, it's not like he's getting it wet or anything, but man, I was like, that seems pretty intense. Cause he made the point that, like, I'm kind of trolling at this point. He said, he's like, I'm basically trolling people because they want to know what's going on under the do-rag. And I just wear it at all times. Not that he hasn't been seen publicly,
I love Brian. I've gotten to know him very well. And I love the question thing, but I think he should have took it a step further. Like, how many do-rags do you have?
Right.
What different colors do you have? Do you have a practice do-rag, a game do-rag, yeah. like a shower do-rag? Do you have different color do-rags? Because I only remember seeing the black one that he wears.
Surely he's worn a red at some point, right?
Well, and I think he wore like a purple one when he was playing for Washington.
Yeah.
But like, you know, is there a specific brand that you like better? I mean, there's so many. You could go. I mean, you could do a whole interview on a do-rag. You know, it's like kind of like hats. Like, I have a different hat for outfits. I get a different hat for golf. Like, I mean, I wash my hats sometimes. Do you wash the do-rags or you just throw them away and buy new ones? Like, I've got all kinds of questions. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, this could really turn into a big thing like Michael Harris with his headbands, because you always want to see what headband he's wearing, because he's always got one. So now... Yeah.
They actually make a little bit of a plea, and he's like, man, you know, Brian McFadden ends it by saying, be nice, you go on a playoff run, maybe win a Super Bowl, get a do-rag deal, and, like, this thing would be off and running. And Penix is like, that's the dream.
Like, can you imagine up, if his endorsements with do-rags top his salary?
And there's got to be, like, can you imagine, like, the t-shirt? Like, you know how Anthony Davis had the unibrow t-shirts that were made, and it was just his eyes and the unibrow? Like, there's so many different ways you can go with that, like, in terms of just a logo of just Michael Penix with a do-rag on. It'd be so sick.
I do have mad respect for Anthony Davis profiting off of having
of course,
a brow.
100%.
And owning it. Because so many, Allie, you know, that so many people when they, like in college it's one thing, right? But when you get to another level and you kind of, there's kind of a different light shined on you, you kind of change, right? And he's like, nah, man, I mean, I'll make money off of it.
Yeah.
It is amazing to look at athletes' first pictures when they're first coming out. Yeah. And then... Fast forward, like, if you look at Tom Brady, you know, from 20 years ago versus today.
Oh, God.
There's some chiseling happening.
Yeah. A little bit of jawline going on. Yeah, no big deal. A little bit of health. Looks actually better now than he did 20 years ago.
Right, Tom Brady's a walking conspiracy theory.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, you know, think about it.
All right, well, we're going to pivot.
He looks completely different now.
Yeah.
Kind of like Barry Bonds' head got four sizes bigger. Of course, that was not a conspiracy. It was a steroid.
Like Brett Favre's hands, the HGH
allegedly.
Just got there. Anyways, let's pivot. I do want to talk a little bit about the conversation they had. So let me frame this correctly. Brian McFadden, just straight up, and they're eating in a Waffle House. Like, it's really cool. Brian McFadden, by the way, put ketchup in his grits during this interview. Big pause on that one. Like, just slow your roll. And Michael Penix is like, look, man, I'm from Florida, and like I'm from the South too, but that ain't a thing. Anyways, so
is that worse than mayonnaise and coffee?
Whoa! Okay.
Oh. Who does
that's Will Levis. Come on, that was Levis.
No, I thought he put. I thought it was something with bananas with him.
Oh. Yeah. Well, people are trying to eat breakfast.
He's the mayonnaise guy. Yeah. All right. He's the mayonnaise man.
All right. Well, he is the mayonnaise guy. Who eats the banana with the pill and everything? Who did that?
No clue.
Probably sprinkles.
Yeah.
Who?
Hey, let's...
Wait. You just say something about my dog? What'd you say?
Sprinkles probably takes a pill with banana. That's what I was saying.
Let me tell you, don't talk about my dog. No, Garrett. We have problems.
We are going to have problems if we don't get to this cut in the next 10 seconds. All right, let's talk about Michael Penix being asked, look, man, and Brian McFadden did a great job, guys. He just spelled it out. He goes, if you would have been the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons sooner in the year last year, would you have guys gone to the playoffs?
I don't know, man. I just control what I can control, man. Just go out there and be the best me I can each and every day. So I don't know. I can't say that, you know, because it could have been the other way too. So at the end of the day, you know, when my time came, I had to be ready. So.
Now, Bo, he follows this up by saying, I'll say it for you. Y'all would have gone to the playoffs. And I love B-Mac, man. There's no doubt that everybody at the station loves B-Mac. Great. I mean, he did a great job of this interview. I got to disagree with him. I don't think there was any point that you could have pulled two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Kirk Cousins, out of lineup before you did. I know there's a lot of back and forth. He didn't play well against New Orleans. He obviously didn't play well against the Chargers, but you thought he would regain that magic against the Raiders, and he didn't, and he was replaced. So it's kind of a revisionist history, in my opinion.
And he played pretty decent against the Vikings. The one pick was bad, but the second pick I still don't blame on him. And he made some throws that didn't look very injured in that game to me. I do not like the question. I think it's a loaded question, and me and B-Mac are buddies. We text all the time, and I would be like, dude, why would you set him up like that? Because as a guy that played,
yeah.
you know he can't answer that question any other way than the way he did. It's one of those questions where it's only asked to say you asked a tough question.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. It's not fair, but not especially knowing Mike that he's going to sit in the locker room. As it sits today, he's going to be sitting in the locker room in the meeting rooms with said Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but to that point, I love the fact that Michael Penix was at least put up to bat and answered it correctly. Like, that's the only way you go. Now, you've done interviews before, musicians and everything else.
Yeah.
That's really the only route he could have taken, was to say, I don't know, man, control what you can control.
Absolutely, yeah. He had such restraint there. That is some really great willpower to not really say anything on the opinion, but still say something and sound gracious and amazing.
Yeah, I just think, like I said, a little bit of revisionist history. And I thought Brian McFadden did a great job doing that interview. I do want to get on the other side of the break into some Hawaiian roll stuff. Let's get into this Bijan Robinson conversation real quick. We've got a minute left or 2 minutes left. And Bo, you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I talked about with Dylan. I wanted to see what Bijan Robinson's MVP odds were. And when I went to look for them and the updated MGM, BetMGM odds and everything else, he is so far down the list that it took me like 2 minutes to be able to catch up and actually find out where Bijan Robinson is. And I think his odds are actually worse this year than they were last year. I think they should be a lot higher. As a matter of fact, Michael Penix is higher on the MVP list, and that's because it's a quarterback award. You haven't seen a running back win in the last 13 years. We also haven't seen a running back like Bijan Robinson very much, other than Christian McCaffrey and a number of other guys. Adrian Peterson was the last running back to win it in 2012. Bijan Robinson, as it sits on BetMGM right now, Bo, plus 15,000. He's right there along with the likes of Christian McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb. He rushed for over 1,400 yards last year. Adrian Peterson cracked 2,000 in his MVP campaign. You go back to the likes of Sean Alexander and guys like that that won it in the mid-2000s. You think if Bijan Robinson, Bo, got to 2,000 yards this year somehow, and maybe because Michael Penix opened up the offense, that we would be having serious conversations about Bijan Robinson being an MVP candidate?
2,000 wouldn't be enough. He got almost to 2,000 last year. And, you know, I think he had like 15 touchdowns too. I think the Falcons, first off, have to be very successful. But he had 1,887 all-purpose yards last year with 15 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley doesn't have, and Derrick Henry don't do what they did last year. Do you not think he gets more run? Or maybe the team makes the playoffs? I think it's not a one or the other. It's not, you know, it's not an all or nothing sum with 2,000 yards. I think it is a 2,000 yards, 20 total touchdowns. The Falcons are 12-5 or better, somewhere in there. And even then, I think Bijan Robinson has a chance to get overshadowed.
Yeah.
Because what if Michael Penix goes out and throws for, I don't know, what do you say, Garrett? 4,500, 25 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions.
Put that in my veins right now.
And
put
and
that
then,
in my veins.
And then the combination of Jalen Walker and James Pierce and Leonard Floyd and AK and Trice, suddenly, and obviously the rest of the guys on defense, they have this, you know, the defense gets 45 sacks this year or something. Like, I wonder, because this team has been missing at quarterback, my answer is they've been missing at quarterback, they've been missing on defense, if Bijan has that year, those things come along too, most likely.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But I would like to think if he gets over 2,000 all-purpose yards, he gets a lot. He is at least in the top five voting.
Yeah. Man,
what do I know, you know?
Inject that in my veins, man, everything we're talking about. Look, we're going to continue some of this Michael Penix conversation on the other side. Does something weird with a food staple that I haven't quite wrapped my mind around. We'll also go in the huddle on the other side. Make sure you stick with us. This hour been brought to you by Zero
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rez. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Be right back.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.